W Mobile.
Good Friday.
I am glad it's Friday. How'd you fare in the storm yesterday?
You know, it really came down over here for sure.
A little bit of sleet mixed in it yesterday.
But as we were watching TV, I got home before it bottom fell out.
Because I walked out and sprinkling just a little bit, and then it was raining on my way home, but it wasn't too long after I got home, man, that the bottom finally dropped out of it. I was listening to the Greenville Skywarn repeater, and it was just, man, it was one thing after the other. I noticed that down in Lawrence or whatnot, they had tornadoes or whatever.
All the damage on the TV this morning, and that some people are without power. Yeah, I heard you and Patrick yesterday afternoon on the radio, but I was in a phone call.
It was pretty rough yesterday. I was glad to be home.
The wind was really blowing.
Best I had, but man, at one point in time, my weather station was reading it was right at 29 miles per hour, and that's usually fairly sustained for it to show up on there. That was pretty good.
He brings down all the dead limbs.
My employees, because it was coming through Greer right around 5:40, right?
I remember one time I was out in Oklahoma, and we got off of work, and man, I had never seen it raining like that. I didn't get 50 feet from the door, and I was soaked all the way through. And then when we started heading towards town, there was a police officer on about every corner telling you to take cover. There was a tornado in town.
Out there, they get huge tornadoes.
On 19th Street, and it tore up 1st Street.
Bad part is I hadn't checked all my antennas yet. I know my HF was working fine because I was still on it that evening, but I hadn't really checked on my satellite antennas.
Did you look for that comet?
I hadn't. I need to. I need to pull out the telescope and look at it. I'd like to see it. They said it hadn't been around since 50,000 years or something.
Yeah, this time you're going to have to catch it next time.
Incarnated a few times for to see it a second time. This weekend.
Any official plans this weekend? Long weekend, though. That's good.
3 days. Only downside, I got to take my laptop home, remember to do payroll, but that don't usually take me that long, so I'll have a lot of it done today, but either way, still ain't going to be too bad, but I guess we're just selling adventure cards at Lowe's, so that's about the only thing I got planned.
Cards.
A Scout coupon card. You know, one of them's about the middle one is about the size of a credit card or, you know, whatever kind of card. And then it's got some little keychain cards on the outside that are single use. But it's just got stuff like, you know, 10% off boots and sunnies, capris, buy one entree, get one half off, stuff like that. So it's $10. It usually pays for itself. But the downside is they're localized to the area. Like the one that we sell is kind of Spartanburg, I think a little bit of maybe one or two places in Chesney and another one in Gaffney area, but like Greenville, they have their own card. It's more Greenville specific. So there's a couple of them around here, but they're a pretty good deal. We usually buy like two of them just for the Capri.
Yeah, it's Lowe's over there by Spartanburg High School.
Springs, but I'm sure they'll be selling at all three Lowe's.
You know which one you're talking about.
Between 1 and 3, Saturday and Sunday. You want to come on by, you pick you one up.
You get up to that neck of the woods that often. I mean, I do, you know, because I work up that way, but that's about it.
Sounds like you live in Greer wouldn't do you quite as much good. pretty lofty. I ordered 200 cards. Was it like 180 something, I think? So, or no, I'm sorry, we sold 80 something, so we got 100 something left. And trying to get those sold as many as we can this weekend, because we got a skiing trip next weekend, so we won't be able to sell then. And if I sell all 200, then both of my boys will earn $500 a piece to go in their scout account to pay for their summer camps and stuff. Yeah. It don't come out of my pocket then, but, you know, it gives them the opportunity to feel like they're doing something to earn some money since, you know, they're supposed to be thrifty as Boy Scouts.
In the motto, something like that. Seems like I remember. It's been a minute or two.
Definitely in there.
We found a little walk at one of the lower trails at the state park.
I double with you. Go ahead.
A bad spot. I tried to squeeze in a little short hike on one of the lower trails at the park, and that just to get out.
Do that. You take a ride up to the mountains. Supposed to be some potential snow in the higher elevation Tennessee, North Carolina mountains.
Not yet. And then I figure in the next few weeks we'll probably take a trip up there to, I don't know what town it is, Pigeon Forge, Sevierville, wherever, where that flea market is and the Bass Pro is.
It's a lodge store. I need another big pan because my big frying pan broke when it fell on the floor about a month or two ago.
Pan?
At the countertop about a month ago, and then, I mean, it broke a chunk off of it. And it was nice when I got it from my mother-in-law, and I restored it. And it had the Cracker Barrel logo on it. I ain't got the heart to throw it away, but still, yeah, it cracked it. There's no fixing it. You'd have to have somebody that could weld cast iron. It just ain't worthwhile. So it's just retired until I can get something better to replace it.
One breaking. I guess it was probably a bad cast.
See, it could be just fell the right way. I don't know. I wouldn't have thought it would break, but yeah, it did. And it sucks because that was my big one, big heavy one, and it was nice. I enjoyed it, but now it's no more.
Trying to get me a Dutch oven that has the lid, you know, the flat lid with the rim on it. Mine has like a dome lid, but it works good for me and Susan.
Same thing, which I have the other kind as well, but go up to Pigeon Forge in Sevierville. You need to go in the lodge store, and you got to walk to the back of the store, and they've got all the reject stuff, and they got some good stuff in that pile.
The visual blemish on it.
It was like the Dutch oven I bought. My wife bought one of the big Dutch ovens. It's like a 14-inch or 16. It's one of the bigger Dutch ovens they made. And I guess when it was cast, right where one of the legs are, the metal had a slight dip in it. And so I guess instead of remelting it and recasting it, they just sold it as is. And I mean, it works great. There's nothing wrong with it. I've cooked several things in it already. And I mean, it works fine. It's just that one little spot on it that they put it on that rack and sold it at a discount.
Yeah, I have a good bit of cooking utensils, but usually I cook them on my. I got a 2-burner road trip grill that we use.
The stove, that's what I cook on. And for it, I got 10-inch cast iron, it's on a little small pan. We usually take it camping with us, and then I'll take a Dutch oven.
A grill, it just pops up, and then I have two grates, and then I have a cooking eye that I can put on there. I have a big griddle, and I have a half griddle, and that, so you can really cook a lot of stuff on it.
Talking about Coleman, I had one for my camper. I don't even know what to do with it. A Coleman made one that was, it was called the Tailgater or something like that. And I had a big flat top griddle, and then it came with two standard grill plates that you could swap in and out. So you could put a half, you know, a regular griddle on it or whatnot. I hadn't used it in a while, but we used it for a good little bit, especially in the camper, when I didn't want to cook inside.
Same one. Mine's a Coleman, but it's called the Road Trip. So mine, I think, has wheels and it, you know, a little X-frame. I think that one you're talking about just pops straight up. But when we had our camper, we rarely cooked inside the camper.
Yeah, shoot, we're kind of back and forth. It depends on what it is. I'll grill it outside or the wife will cook it inside. But you know, it's nice that you got both options. But tent camping is a little more complicated. So we usually take the little Coleman two-burner stove. So I'm going to try to do a little bit more of that this year, go tent camping a little more often.
Are you always able to get into that campground at Kings Mountain?
I'll be honest, I don't think it stays busy, but I don't know that it ever fills up till maybe the last minute. I think if you plan ahead about a week or so, I think you won't have any trouble finding a spot. I know I definitely want to go there. I wouldn't mind going over to the North Carolina side and staying at that campground at, I can't remember the name of the mountain on the North Carolina side of it, but I've heard it's pretty nice too.
This year I got reservations at one over by Darlington, and then I got a week down on Hartwell at Saddler's Creek.
I'm ready to do some camping this year. You know, the Boy Scouts, I get to squeeze some in, and then, you know, try to squeeze some family tent camping trips this year. So, you know, normally we'll go to the beach a good bit, but we'll try to squeeze in some tent camping.
Get out to the beach. I like the last August and the first of September because all the bait fish are running by the beach, so you get a lot better chance to catch some.
That, I tell you, you know, when I go camping at the beach, I don't know how good it is now because, you know, the hurricane tore it up a little bit. But Hunting Island State? Well, no. It's one right below Merle's Inlet. Hunting Beach State Park. Man, they had some nice camping facilities. I didn't expect it because every camping spot that I saw was paved. It was really nice.
Beach, I think is the one you're talking about. I haven't never stayed there. I mean, I tried to see if they had any openings, but it was pretty booked.
Getting down there stayed pretty booked, and that's the bad part. Cause, I mean, the prices are really good for going camping. So a lot of people stay down there. But yeah, I was really surprised. I was impressed because I'd never been down there until we went fishing one time, and we just rode through the campground to look at it. And I was pretty impressed with it. But I think so far my favorite camping spot's been Kings Mountain because I don't think I've ever seen as nice a bathroom facility as a state campground.
I want to get back out to the Outer Banks. It's pretty cheap to stay at one of those spots.
Toss the idea around. I'd like to go to the Outer Banks one time. Is there tent camping facilities out that way?
So there's like three, what are they, national parks that Hatteras, there's like three of them there in different spots. One of them's on the island you got to take the ferry over to, and that, but they're like $20 a night, but there's no, you know, there's no water on the sites or power on the sites, and that they're all, you know, kind of primitive. But there's a lot of other campgrounds down there.
Now, if you go early enough or late enough in the season, you know, it really wouldn't be that bad to do tent camping.
Seen it when it was booked up. You know, when we went through there and it was, man, I don't remember what time of year it was. It was probably midsummer and that, like I said, half of it was empty. So I think there's one of the first campgrounds you get to has about 25 sites that have water on them.
I don't think a lot of people, you know, you get into primitive camp and that gets a little rough on people. They're not prepared for it. Shoot, I tell you, I like going to Cade's Cove up in Tennessee. We haven't been there in years, tent camping. I know me and the wife are talking about trying to go back this year. But I like going. There's no power or water on their sites either. And I think I enjoy it because there's no cell phone signal either. So the whole time you're in the campground, it's just quiet. You don't have to worry about anything. Nobody's on their phone. So might try to plan that getaway trip this year as well.
Yeah, we're planning on doing a lot more this year. Hopefully we'll get to go 4 or 5 times at least.
Be nice. They try to plan one together sometime and maybe get together and do some cooking or eating. That'd be pretty cool to do. Maybe at Kings Mountain or somewhere close by where it's not too bad.
Yeah, well, we camp, we definitely eat good.
We've done lasagna on a camping trip. That turned out really good. And I did a Dutch oven dessert. It was like a berry cobbler or something like that. Man, that thing turned out fantastic, too. God, it was so good. And then cooked biscuits in the morning to go with breakfast in the Dutch oven. I love doing that. So I can't wait. I hope we get to do it again this year, some more tent camping. But looking forward to trying some different meal ideas and stuff. So, well, Ken, it is that time for me to start my trek on in the plant, so I'm going to have to say 7-3. You be safe out there on the road this morning, and either we'll holler at you this weekend or Tuesday morning. Like I said, you be safe. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
You guys have an awesome day today and an awesome long weekend, and we'll definitely catch up with you on Tuesday, if not before. KN4, TFW.